Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying Joshua, Courageous Discipleship, and this is the preface. The book of Joshua is a challenge for the modern reader. First, it indicates that God favors one people, Israel, over all others. That seems to run contrary to our sense of universal tolerance of all races and peoples. What's more, God has promised land to them, land that at the beginning of the book is occupied by others, the promised land. Second, the book is blatantly warlike. It assumes a God-given mandate to conquer the promised land by force of arms. Joshua himself is a warrior, a military leader, as well as political leader. To modern-day pacifists, a warlike attitude is anathema. They prefer the meek and mild Jesus, whose name, by the way, was derived from Joshua. Third, the book assumes a God who is all-powerful, the King of the universe, who demands our complete allegiance. That's troubling to a self-absorbed, democratic mindset that wants its own way. We would rather construct a designer God in our own image rather than let him be as the Bible portrays him. Nevertheless, the book of Joshua is firmly a part of the Old Testament canon of Scripture. It is the natural successor to the book of Deuteronomy, explaining how Israel worked out God's commands to enter the promised land. If you can get past your culture shock with the Bronze Age, in which this book is set, Joshua has much to teach us. Lessons include 1. Submission to God as leader, rather than seeing first if he's on our side or on our enemies. 2. God's faithfulness to fulfill his promises. 3. Obedience to God's commands and the lasting consequences of disobedience. 4. Listening for God's direction rather than doing what seems right in our own eyes. 5. God's power to accomplish his will, seen in stopping the Jordan River at flood stage, breaking down the walls of Jericho at his people's shout. 6. God's provision for his people. The manna continues until the Israelites are able to eat of the produce of their new land. 7. How sin can affect not only an individual, but a covenant people. 8. A call to reject allegiances to gods and values foreign to God. 9. Faith in God and courage to follow him. And many more. It is the faith of people like Joshua, Rahab, and Caleb that we want to understand and emulate. At age 85, Caleb, one of the original 12 spies of Canaan, asked for the hill country around the walled city of Hebron to be his inheritance, and Joshua granted it to him. "Give me this mountain," he said, and proceeded to take it from the giants who lived therein, giants who had caused the Israelites to fear 40 years previously. I want that kind of bold faith. Joshua is faith food for believers. The book concludes with Joshua's final challenge, chapter 24:15. "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you were living, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That challenge, given to God's people 3 millennia ago, is fresh and vital to us in the 21st century. Throw away the foreign gods that are among you, and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. May God bless you as you study this great book and internalize its discipleship lessons of faith,